Greetings to you, my friend. I am Tim Childs, and first of all, I would like to welcome you to A Word Between Friends and the August 2009 issue of Gospel Gazette, which is happily published by Lewis Rushmore. As you may know, Lewis and Bonnie, along with a team of others, work with World Evangelism based in Winona, Mississippi. Whether this is your first time to download our brief audio message, or whether you have done so numerous times before, please accept our thanks for taking just a moment to reflect upon God's eternal truths with us. You and I are called upon to make numerous choices in a given day. Some choices may not take that much thought. However, some may be quite significant and may have a long-lasting effect. Some decisions may deeply impact the lives of others in addition to our own. Friend, some decisions are not to be taken too lightly, especially those that involve our salvation and our standing with God who made us. So, how do we go about making wise choices that have a favorable impact on ourselves, our families, friends, and community? If we love ourselves, as the Bible teaches us to do, we should desire to be blessed personally. Further, if we love others around us with a godly love, as the Bible teaches, it follows then that we will seek to be a blessing to all those with whom we come in contact. When you and I make the best choices, that is, when we make choices that honor our Creator, the world becomes a better place. Let's look at two or three factors which often have a bearing on our choices and their outcome. First of all, in the 21st century, it still holds true that our decisions are often influenced by the company that we keep. The wise man Solomon pens in Proverbs 13 and verse 20, "He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." From this passage, we are reminded that the people around us affect our thinking, which in turn affects our values and moral judgments. Peer pressure can cause an individual to act on bad advice. The psalmist records eternal and incontrovertible truth in Psalm 1, where he penned, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Looking then into the New Testament, the Apostle Paul wrote to the brethren in Corinth in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33 from the English Standard Version, "Be not deceived. Bad company ruins good morals." On the other hand, it follows that good, upright citizens can have a powerful influence for excellent choice making in the lives of others. Our choices for good or evil are often influenced by the people we surround ourselves. It should be no surprise, then, that when we sleep with the dogs, we wake up with fleas. The second thought I'd like for us to consider is that our decisions may be influenced by the lessons our parents taught us during our formative years. These lessons come to us in different forms, whether through verbal instruction and our parents' behaviors and their attitudes. Hear the scripture in Deuteronomy 5 verse 29, where God says, "Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." God entered into a covenant with Israel in the old days, at which time God gave parents a great responsibility to diligently teach their children about God and the way he was setting before them. The future of the people, with reference to whether they would be blessed, would be determined by each generation's knowledge of God and their willingness to walk in the path God had laid before them. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and consider a few verses from this passage. Beginning with verse 1. Now, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Today, parents need to know the Lord and the new covenant God has entered into with his people. Parents, we need to be a good model of faithful Christian living so that our children, in days to come, will have a solid framework upon which to build their lives, that they may receive the greatest blessings from our Creator as they walk in his ways. Thanks for joining us in another segment of A Word Between Friends. And please let us know if we can assist you in some way in your search of God's truth unto life eternal.